Hello.
Trying to reach Senator Dirksen.
He's in his office.
Yes.
Thank you. Hello.
Marie,
Hello,
Senator Vaughn.
thank you, Senator.
Yes.
Just a moment, sir.
Yes.
Senator Dirksen on line one.
Committee. They're doing all right. They'll come up within the frame of the Railway Labor Act, and it'll be 180 days. They're putting the finishing touches on. They had to bat down a number of amendments. I think our young colleague, Mr. Edward Kennedy, was trying to throw a couple of hooks into it, but the boys on our side teamed up, so it worked out all right to vote them down. So other things being equal, they ought to come out with a pretty fair bill.
Well, I think there's two or three things that our lawyers and some of the best ones think that, and I think you're the best lawyer that we got up there, so you better bear this in mind. They think, one, that bipartisan Congress makes findings, it stands up pretty well if they make findings instead of an individual making findings.
Yeah.
That's number one.
Yeah.
If they cannot make a finding that a great national security emergency exists when it doesn't, because we're serving Honolulu and Miami and Midwest.
Yeah.
And the Defense Department's doing better because some of these tourist planes are hauling goods now, and it's not hurting defense. But if the Congress finds that it affects interstate commerce and things of that kind, all right. Now, number three, our lawyers say you ought to watch this. Don't come out with something that you can't roll through both places, because you just make the negotiations worse.
Well, now that's a little question. I just talked to Ford, and he said there was a little griping over there after he and Carl Albert came over, and Mike and I talked to him, and I laid it out to him pretty well as we discussed it this morning. So he's gone back to chin a little with his own fellas. They're grousing a little bit, but I guess they'll come into line. Because we were equally anxious that we not send something over there that they caught a wall around about and keep it 3 or 4 days and then try to chop up.
That will be worse than nothing. The reason we held it up a week was we got the resolution in last week.
Yeah.
Got a lot of speeches, and labor wouldn't move till we got through with them.
Yeah.
Then in one day I got them to agree, but they just... they didn't get enough. They thought that we didn't give them enough. We just raised it from 68 to 72.
Yeah.
And they figure that they got a 10% gain in productivity, and they only got a 4% gain in wages.
Yeah.
So they're mad about it.
Yeah.
Okay, you watch the findings.
I watch it.
Be sure we're not going to recommend something that somebody will cut out from under. Maybe you watch the findings, and you be sure you get something that you can pass, and then you be sure that it follows the Railway Labor Act.
Yeah.
Okay.
I won't get a chance to look at those findings, because they're winding up on it over there now.
All right.
And they're going to give it a push just as soon as they've agreed to it.
Are they still meeting?
Yeah.
Okay.